Firstly, Peter, he's been wrongly appointed. He should be appointed from the August House. Unfortunately, the guy that has been appointed is not from the August House. He's from the Senate House. So that's one wrong. we think it's deliberate, and we don't know the reason for deliberately flouting the Constitution. That's number one. Any hope for anything better from him, we don't expect anything. He had to serve the appointing authority.
But some people are suggesting that his appointment could help address some of the concerns the PPA, civil society organizations, are talking about in terms of having more democratic reforms.
He doesn't have those characteristics. One, he doesn't have the powers to do that. All powers of control of the government of Eswatini, judiciary, executive, legislature, are vested on the king. Simple.
But since the king is an absolute monarch, doesn't that mean that he has the power to choose who the prime minister should be?
He has, but he uses those powers to appoint somebody that will serve him, his interest and his personal interest. And that's it.
Does that mean that the PPA and other civil society organizations are not going to work with the new prime minister?
Oh, the only way we're going to work with him is to demand our rights of having the power being brought to the people to govern themselves. That's the working relationship we're going to have with him.
Some Swazis, I understand, are displeased that despite the fact that the SADC fact-finding mission is in the country to meet all stakeholders, they are yet to meet political parties. Is this the situation on the ground?
For your information, the Eswatini government is part and parcel of the facilitation of who will be met. So we know very well they will not be eager for the team to meet political parties. They'll do whatever possible to make sure they don't meet political parties.
But the last time they met you, the political party assembly, and Botswana president who heads the organ says that the fact-finding mission will consult widely with all stakeholders in the kingdom before departing Eswatini on June 22. How do you respond to that?
Even the last time, Peter, we were not invited. We were crushed. So for your information, even the last time, we were not invited. We were crushed. So we don't expect, even this time around, to get any formal prior notification and invitation.
Does that mean that because the Constitution does not necessarily allow for the participation of political parties in elections, the reason why the PPA is not even being considered to meet officials of the fact-finding mission from SADC?
But how do you not involve or include political parties when you have Article 25 that gives people the freedom to associate an assembly, which means formation of political parties? Because the only thing where political parties are bad form is in the governing structures and the electoral process.
So what's the latest development on the ground as the PPA, following protests by pro-democracy activists that coincided with the dialogue that the king had recently with all subjects in the kingdom?
The king did not have any dialogue with anyone, Peter. It was a monologue. He called people, and he was the only one talking, and that was the end of the story. My dictionary doesn't call that a dialogue. That's why pro-democracy movements and political parties will continue to protest and demand for power to be back to the people.